This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If, as now seems likely, the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade and abortion protections at the federal level go away, there are going to be more unplanned or unwanted pregnancies. And as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, that'll have economic ramifications for both parent and child immediately and in the long term, and for the wider economy as well.
Lori Bertram Roberts has given birth to 7 children. All of them were unplanned pregnancies.
I have a condom baby, and I have a vasectomy baby. My mom was like, just don't even shower with the same soap as a man, please, because every time I turned around, I was pregnant.
Bertram Roberts, who uses they-them pronouns, had twins at 16, was pregnant again at 19, and couldn't afford an abortion. After dealing with pregnancy complications and being homeless for a while, they eventually finished school and now run the Yellowhammer Fund, which provides aid for abortions in the Deep South. But Bertram Roberts' own financial difficulties lasted a long time.
In the last 2 years, we just got out of poverty, and I'm 44.
Research shows Bertram Roberts' economic experience is not unusual. A study by Diana Green Foster of UC San Francisco found that people who sought an abortion and were turned away were 4 times as likely to live below the federal poverty line as those who did get abortions. She says one woman in her study summarized the findings perfectly.
She said, it's very, very difficult to find a job when you're pregnant, to keep a job when you're pregnant, or find to maintain a job with a baby.
And when these individuals can't work, there are ramifications for the whole economy, says Sarah Miller, who teaches business at the University of Michigan. She's worked with Foster to study financial outcomes for women who've sought abortions.
If you have a scenario where now you have large swaths of women who no longer have control over their fertility, especially right now when a lot of employers are finding it difficult to hire, you could imagine that that would have consequences for businesses as well.
Some opponents of abortion argue there should be more financial help for parents. Patrick T. Brown is a fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center.
There's a responsibility for policymakers to be thinking about subsidizing the cost of parenthood and making it easier for people to balance having a kid and, you know, being in school or being employed or, you know, having a more flexible work-life arrangement and those sort of things.
Brown supports the child tax credit and expanding child care options. In other words, when one branch of government acts, it's time for another branch to step up. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.